She left on a Sunday. He found out on a Tuesday and got over it 2 years later when he woke up, saw the date and didn't think of her. 2 years ago, he was a student. A good one. Not necessarily academically, but he was good at being a student. The poverty suited him, as did the sleeping in. That's why he didn't notice she left for 2 whole days. On Monday, he woke up at 12, thought that she had left for the day, and later that night, when she wasn't home at the time he was going to bed, thought she was just having a big one. It wasn't until the next morning that he thought it was a bit weird. Not weird enough to call, because that would use credit, and credit was something he didn't have. It didn't click until after his shower, when he went to steal some socks out of a drawer that he noticed it was empty. He then looked around the room and noticed that all the stuff was gone. The perfumes on the dresser. The small photo of Elvis that she bought from a garage sale. Her dream diary that caused him hours of frustration. When she went to tell him about her dreams, he thought it was the most boring thing in the world, but because she wrote them down, he was always intrigued by it, although he never read it. He had lived in enough share houses to know that going through someone's private belongings is a shitty thing to do, done only by the shittiest of shitty people. She knew that that frustrated him and took great pleasure in writing it in front of him. And the longer their relationship continued, the more she took great pleasure in doing other things that frustrated him, like drinking milk from a glass or taking big chunks out of the butter. This annoyed her too, but it was a price that she was happy to pay. But it was the dream diary that annoyed him most. And when he saw that it was gone, he knew for certain that she had left with it. He didn't really know what to do next. He wanted to call someone, but who? And what would he say? At that exact moment he realised she was gone, he was a little bit excited. He'd been in a rut, and this was exciting. But then the excitement quickly gave way to anger. Anger that she didn't tell him. Anger that she didn't even leave a note. Anger that he didn't even notice for 2 whole days. And then that anger turned to pain because he realised that that was why she left. She had been gone for 2 days, but he'd been gone for even longer. He did what he always did in a crisis. Eat. And because she wasn't there to stop him, he kept on eating. He had read somewhere that goldfish will continue to eat until they die because, due to their 3-second memory, they forget they're full. With him, it was the opposite. He was eating because he couldn't forget. When his parents separated, he gained 12 kilos. When his dad died, he added another 6. After his 4th Tim Tam before 9 a.m, he promised himself that this time would be different. This time he wasn't going to eat. He wasn't going to be that guy. Eating away the pain was how the old him dealt with things. This was a new him. An adult him. A man him. This time, he would drink. It wasn't until he got to the bottle shop that he realised it would be closed. 9:30 on a Tuesday morning, of course it would be closed. And to his surprise, this angered him more than she leaving him did. The supermarket it was attached to was open 24 hours a day. Why couldn't the bottle shop offer him the same courtesy? Surely anyone who wanted to drink at that time, on a Tuesday, really needed it. He was one of those people. He needed this drink now more than ever. The fact that he walked for half an hour without socks on was testament to that. It was like they wanted him to eat. They wanted him to get fatter. They wanted him to... Ah, fuck it, he thought. He'll just grab some Pringles and go. Going through the self-serve checkout with his Pringles and his ice cream, he caught a glimpse of his face in the smeared service screen, and right across his head, an illuminated illumination, was the instruction. Finish and pay. She left on a Sunday. He found out on a Tuesday. And he got over it 2 years later.